And what we've often done is we inactivate a particular gene and we see actually that the hand is malformed. And then we can go to actually to the human population and see, are there humans that have the exact same malformation? And then indeed there are. And then you can go and look at their genes and see that that particular gene is inactivated in the human. So this allows us essentially to make an analogy right away between what we're doing in the mouse and what's happening in the mouse in terms of the genes are responsible for making the hand and the human malformations. I mean, in humans, 1% of children are actually born without limbs. So it's an extremely common problem. And now, through studying these genes, we'll be able to start understanding how do you form a hand. And maybe in 20 or 30 years, we'll actually have enough information to be able to actually regenerate the limb and use this information to do actual limb regeneration.